This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Roger Stone and the ATX.
Big
Broadcasting Worldwide.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Roger Stone.
New shoes.
You think the ladies that all dressed like that?
I'm a happily married man, as you know.
I know. I'm just saying.
But that is my theme song. I do like ZZ Top, and that's one of my favorites.
Something tells me that those guys hung out with a few ladies.
Yeah, no, for three guys, they make a lot of music. That's a lot of Texas guitar right there.
Crank it up for a minute.
Recognizes no
diamond ring.
No bass player. There's two guitarists and a drummer. That's a hell of a lot of music. It's a very full sound. That's a Texas guitar style. That doesn't get any better than that.
That could be your theme song on your nightly show.
I like that. Done.
Every girl's crazy about a sharp-dressed man. All right, let's have some more fun here. You're back in 58 minutes, so let's get into what you're going to be covering coming up today in the fourth hour.
I'm going to try to zoom in on the coming White House shakeup, Alex. Whether David Urban, who is a decorated a veteran, an attorney, the guy who ran the Trump campaign in Pennsylvania, whether he's going inside, whether Reince Priebus is heading for an ambassadorship to, say Greece, perhaps. I think Donald Trump has a unique opportunity to save himself, but we're going to talk about how he should do that, how he should go on offense, what needs to be done. The answer is not a new war room. The answer is not a new PR offensive. It's a policy offensive.
That's right.
It's delivering for the American people on your pledges, and it's cleaning house of all these establishment moles who work around the clock to steer the president towards globalism, to break with his own constituents, and essentially destroy the Trump coalition. I think the president's too smart for that. I've got some specific insights about what's about to happen. We're going to talk about it in the fourth hour.
We should call this little short segment Trump's Secret Weapon Policy Offensive, or Trump's Secret Weapon Delivering. And again, we know, just like the campaign, they'll do 10, 15, 20 points in basic polls, sometimes 30, 40 points. The worst I saw was about like 36 points by CNN in phone polls. Extra sampling against Trump to show Hillary at like 64 or whatever. That's just insane level rigging. Well, they're still doing that in the big polls, showing him at 48-50. It's more like 60-70. That's why they're so scared and act like they're being strangled, because they politically are being killed. They're being euthanized. The Democratic Party is being put into the acid bath.
Well, and because we're going through essentially a deep state takedown of Trump, I've had some experience with this, having worked for Richard Nixon.
By the way, there's tons of CIA, FBI coming out saying that's happening. So it's not just the whole deep state that's bad. There's other folks in the permanent government that are battling it.
But I would make the case to you that Nixon basically, other than the firing of Archibald Cox, made every possible mistake when the deep state was trying to take him down. And I think it's vitally important that Donald Trump not make those same mistakes.
What are those mistakes?
Well, first of all, he should be using the Justice Department apparatus to turn the tables on his tormentors. It's time for Mr. Hayden, Mr. Brennan.
Oh, they've
Mr.
all got just Clapper, legions
Mr.
of skeletons.
Rice. They need to be in front of a grand jury in determining whether the law was broken.
The leaking.
In the attempts to create the fake Russian narrative. They're the ones who broke the law. They're the ones who violated.
And they've been caught red-handed. It's confirmed.
And now we know that James Comey basically denied the prosecution of Hillary Clinton on the basis of a fake memo. The vaunted...
And he knew it was fake and told Congress it was real. Stop right there. Promise me your first 10, 15 minutes today will be Roger Stone, Trump's battle plan to take down the deep state, because I want you to just lay this out with more time.
That's what we're going to do, and you'll be able to get your official James Comey nut job T-shirts.
Are you coming out with us?
Indeed. I think they'll be available at the InfoWars store momentarily.
I love it. This guy's directing our new propaganda offensives against the globalists. By the way, propaganda is a good word when it's true. Oh, my gosh. This will be a day long remembered.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Male, 30% off. Add the 10% off for AutoShip, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
He's a conspiracy theorist, radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
His name is Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, the nutjob radio guy.
Talk show host Alex Jones.
A man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Hate speech. Can anything be done to stop the hatred?
I think Alex was the one who took the pro-gun position.
1776 will commence again if you try to take off firearms.
I don't want that man to have a gun.
Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Dave?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know it's true.
You're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks, they allow them to occur in the United States against U.S.
Let's
citizens.
Let's be classified.
Alex Jones may sound crazy.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's threatened this country.
He is a conspiracy theorist.
Deeply, I think, racist.
I just got called racist by MSNBC.
He's considered legit among the crazy.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Keep shoving lies at your audience, jackasses.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
Thank you.
we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose.
A fog that has descended upon our entire nation.
The globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame it on you.
But Hillary's the one who runs the cover-up.
Everything you've heard us talk about is now going to unfold in triplicate spades.
It's as real as it gets.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
We did meet the British at Concord Bridge to serve tea, be tolerant, and see how many guns or what kind of guns they came to take. We met them at Concord Bridge, and we blew their punk-ass brains out.
InfoWars has been able to break every record, infiltrate every operation, blow the criminal cover of operatives more than any other institution out there of freedom. And I'm so proud of that.
The notion that Hillary has somehow been an advocate for women. No, Bill rapes them physically, and then Hillary rapes them psychologically.
I hope the enemies of this broadcast, when you lie about us, when you censor us, when you attack us, when you delist us, when you do that, you're signing on to the other side.
These people are of the devil. Let's be very blunt about this.
Raise hell and demand accountability.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
That's right. The globalists don't want to leave office.
Toward the barrier, the police.
They are still trying to stay in power. The swamp is striking back, but the giant is rising.
Defeat will be ultimately a crushing one.
There's a powerful clip of Omar Navarro out front Maxine Waters' house.
It's really beautiful. Like, this is your home. That's amazing, right here. And but. It's not in the district. The people that are in the district are struggling, are suffering. You have homelessness. You have a lot of poverty. You have a lot of broken communities. The black community is broken. The Hispanic community is broken. The Asian community is broken. The white community is broken. Why is it broken? Because people who are politicians in our own districts are not doing anything, anything to fix any of the issues that are going on. I'm running for Congress because I care about cleaning up the parks. If people go outside, let's say you're in a community that's so broken. Let's say you want to go to a nice park. Let's say you want to go to a nice park. Well, you can't go to a nice park. You have gangbangers in that park who can kill kids, who can hurt kids. I mean, this is the community that I would want my kids to go to. I feel safe here. But a lot of kids in those communities like Inglewood, like Hawthorne, they don't feel safe to go in the parks. They don't feel safe. They are not safe.
We're sitting there. Getting ready to watch the footage of the mariachi band that Omar Navarro had in the background doing. You gotta love it. You have a press conference with the mariachi band in the background. I love it. I love mariachi bands. Omar Navarro, of course, is running for office out in California. I'm very excited about having him with us, and he's been going out and getting a lot of publicity going out at the houses and in workplaces of the Democrats that are always doing this to Republicans or Libertarians, but get really upset when we do it. He's a small business owner and has also worked with many Fortune 500 companies. He earned his bachelor's degree in criminal justice. He's also assisted Victims of Crimes, Los Angeles District Attorney's Office. Omar is a contractor, a coordinator for the Unified Small Business Alliance Outreach Program. In 2012, Omar was an advocate against the redistricting commission maps for gerrymandering. He serves as a local traffic commissioner in the city of Torrance, California. Follow him at Twitter at PressGOP, at Omar Navarro on YouTube, and PressGOP on Instagram. And Omar, you're running for office. Tell us about that. You're running for Congress in the 43rd district. I think we just lost his Skype as we prepared to go to him. We'll get him back up on Skype. But I tell you, it's who he's running against, obviously, is the big issue here. And whether he wins or not, and he ran before, didn't he, and almost won, he's educating people and injecting real issues, so he's winning by resisting. He's a young guy. Even if he doesn't win this one, he's going to end up getting into Congress.
Well, I like the fact that you mentioned his age. You know, we're the same age. We were both born in 1989, and I'm just so proud to see people that are my age making a difference out there, caring about their communities, finally starting to have an impact on this world. You know, we can't sit around in our parents' basements forever playing video games or, you know, smoking pot or whatever all these kids are doing my age, complaining about this, that, or the other thing, or, you know, complaining about how great they have it in America. No, we're actually out here trying to make an
impact. I was about to say, the whole globalist program is about arresting the development of humans, men particularly. It isn't about race. It's about, because we're all human, it's about arresting development. And then adults who are like, you know, 30, 40 years old, treat 25-year-olds like they're kids. Thomas Jefferson was writing the Declaration of Independence before he was 30. People used to be married by the time they were 16. They had huge empires by the time they were 20. I mean, Alexander the Great launched his whole operation when he was like 15 years old, died when he was like 28 or whatever it is. The point is, it's this arrested development. I was politically involved when I was 17. I had a access show when I was 21. I had a radio show when I was 21. I was syndicated by 23. I was on over 100 radio stations by 26. And I built this whole thing. Now I'm 43. That's what I'm supposed to do. Now I'm in the old silverback mode, ready to really be the leader.
Well, these...
Imagine, most people, oh, you're a man now, you're 40. No, I was crushing globalists when I was 25.
People are so beat down by the system that by the time they're of the age of like 23 or 24 and it's time to go out and create something on their own, they're so beat down by the system, they're told they're victims. They're
fake college, the debts, all of it.
Yeah, burnout on prescription pills. So that's why I was so glad when I was introduced to Omar Navarro, as he's about to join us again, and saw that he was my age, he's making a difference, he's ready to make an impact.
You're 27 or 28?
27.
Yeah. Let's go to him. Omar, yeah, you've run before and got really good numbers. You're really polling good now. Wow, this is exciting. Tell us who you're running against, as if it isn't obvious.
Yeah, my name's Omar Navarro. I'm challenging Maxine Waters in the 43rd Congressional District. First of all, I want to thank you guys for having me and for giving me a platform on InfoWars. I really appreciate that.
No, we appreciate you taking action.
Thank you so much.
So tell us about yourself, what you've been doing. I mean, a lot of folks love you in California, but now you're branching out.
Yeah.
You've got a shot at beating this gangster.
Yeah, I've been going out. I'm active. I'm involved, and I'm engaging with the community. I'm talking to a lot of people. I have a huge volunteer base that's been helping out the campaign. Our name is going out there. We're going viral. We're setting an example in the state of California. We're fighting the globalists. We're fighting this liberal agenda. This communist agenda that is going on here that's destroying the state of California. We're making sure we're going to do everything possible to take back the state and make sure that we're taking these people out and making sure that we're doing everything to fight for our own communities.
Well, keep laying out why you decided to run, why you're doing this, and how you're getting so much attention, because you're really a model of somebody who's grassroots funding and grassroots really putting up some impressive numbers. I mean, I've seen some numbers of where you're just 5-10 points in striking range of her.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying this, and a lot of this information is going out there. Because we're active. We're involved. If you're going to be lazy and you're not going to do anything, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to get any numbers. You're not going to get any improvement. We have to stay active. We have to stay engaged. That's the only way of getting the message out there. People are tired of seeing gangbangers in their parks. People are tired of seeing streets not being paved in the state of California. People are tired of Maxine Waters representing them for 35 years and not achieving anything in 35 years. You know, she's failed me my entire life. I'm only 28 years of age. She's failed me my entire life. That is sad to say that your own representative has failed you your entire life.
Absolutely. And what do you make, though, of Kathy Griffin coming out with this bloody head? It's so graphic. She didn't go as far as a lot of hosts and people saying actually kill Trump or let's organize, let's kill Trump. I don't think what she did was criminal. It was very distasteful. But why are people finally standing up and finally getting mad? Because I saw a tipping point the last few weeks where people now aren't buying any of the BS from MSM.
Yeah, they're realizing they're waking up. They're noticing that they can't no longer drink that Kool-Aid. That's what's happening. People are so tired of these actors and all this false media, fake media, making all these lies and not really achieving anything. I mean, you have my campaign where they turned around and took my announcement in front of Maxine Waters' house, and they turned it as in there were protesters in front of her house. There wasn't protesters. It was an announcement from my campaign in front of her house. But the media is trying to twist it in a different way. That's what they do. If the media really wanted, like some of these outlets that are out there, if they really want Maxine Waters out, they would put my platform out there. They would make sure they do everything possible and Maxine doesn't get reelected. But I believe they're conspiring. They're conspiring with Maxine Waters to help her.
Well, of course they are. And we've got the Republican establishment trying to shoot down Trump, putting out all this Russian propaganda, also claiming he's senile. But it just isn't working. What do you expect them to do next if they're not successful in the summit of rage Soros is trying to fund?
Well, first of all, When I went out to Berkeley and I saw all these Antifa thugs attacking people, that was wrong. What they're doing is they try to censor people's free speech. They don't respect our, they don't respect the Constitution. They don't respect Americans. They want to, they want a hostile takeover our country to impose communism. They don't respect freedom. My family escaped two different countries. One country with corruption, Mexico, the other country, Cuba, communism. You know, they escaped those countries for a reason. They left those countries for a reason, but they came here legally. They didn't break any laws. And I think what's happening here, especially in the state of California, all immigrants get bundled up all together. And they're treated as if they were all illegals. What about the legal immigrants? What about the legal immigrants that obeyed the laws, that paid the fines, the fees, everything that is imposed when you're coming into the country?
And the Democrats don't want that. They want a permanent underclass and the Republican establishment as well to exploit it. Exactly. We need people that come from Cuba because they understand tyranny and don't want to live under it. We need, but then instead people now come here from tyrannies like communist China or Eastern Europe, and then they recreate it, they reconstruct it. Don't they understand you fled this because it's bad? Don't make this country like it. It's not about what color somebody is. It's what they're espousing. We lost to Skype again, the miracle of Skype. But Owen Schroyer continuing, he's back. Owen continuing along that line.
Well, and I think that Omar can also preach to this. I think that it's gone from a state of people wanting to come to this country seeking independence.
To get away from the socialism. Now they want to come here because
exactly.
This is the biggest paycheck.
That was the mindset. It used to be, I'm going to go to America because I want to be independent. I want to control my own destiny. I want to be an American. Now it's, I want to go to America. I want to be dependent. I want to get a handout. And that's the state of California.
It's wild. That's so genius. Here it is. It's wild, wild west versus nanny state. And here's the deal. Nanny states create a bunch of wimps and collabs. Yeah, we're wild, wild west, baby. Don't come here if you don't want it. Sorry, go ahead. Omar?
That's the thing. People don't understand that you have to respect the nation's laws. I mean, we have an immigration process that is so broken, especially it's broken outside the country. People are not respecting our country when they come in here illegally. I mean, they want to turn California like Tijuana, and that's not okay. We have to make sure that we're fighting against all this corruption that is going on in the state of California.
Let me ask you this. When you talk to illegals, don't they get the equation like you're fleeing Mexico, but then you want to come here and follow the same socialist, corrupt, big party machine, El Jefe, Maxine Waters, Dianne Feinstein garbage?
Yeah, that's what exactly what they're doing. They're following the same status quo that's not helping out our communities. They're following the same thing that they escaped from in the first place. That's what's happening. I mean, they need to realize, they need to wake up and realize, and they are, a lot of them are. I mean, I had a guy that drove all the way from Berkeley, a reformed Democrat who was on Antifa side, who came down to my event and, you know, came down because of InfoWars too. He saw me on InfoWars, which was great. And he drove all the way from Berkeley to Torrance to see me, to see what I had to say. This is what's happening right now. People are waking up.
That's key. I never talk about this enough, but I've been told this by Cernovich. I've been told this by people in Hollywood. I've been told this by a lot of folks. They say, listen, the professors and the liberals, they're all the old original liberals that meant well, were somewhat misguided, just like Republicans can be. They're tired of this cult where a professor says, no, we can't have no whites weekend at the college. That's racist. Then they want him fired. The left, even like Seinfeld going, you know, his daughter says, hey, we're going to move back to New York so you can, you know, meet more boys. We're out here in the country. There's no people. She goes, oh, my gosh, girls with boys is sexist. And he's like, what is this, a cult? I mean, it's gotten so bad that I'm told, and I see the demographics, a lot of our new listeners are actually leftist. I even get told by leftist writers and reporters, oh, we really like what you're doing. We know you're not racist or all this stuff. We just have to write this or we get fired. We actually like what you're doing. So they see us as the rock stars because we're free. Because they're still working for the Daily Beast or whatever. Go ahead, Omar.
You know, that's what's happening. We have to make sure that we're representing all Americans. It's time for us to represent all Americans, especially in Congress. Maxine Waters is going out, opening her mouth every step of the way, and it's helping me in a lot of ways.
By the way, there's only one person seems more senile than her, and that's Nancy Pelosi, who literally like eight times keeps saying George W. Bush in eight different events is still the president 8.5 years later. And then she keeps saying, and then she goes, oh, his name's, I'll put the latest video coming up. She doesn't even know, she can't even say Trump.
Yeah, and Nancy Pelosi also was confused at how Trump didn't take his first foreign trip in alphabetical order. I don't know if you've heard that clip.
He was supposed to go to Antarctica first.
Yeah, he should have gone to Antarctica, discovered why the Earth is really flat. Come on, guys. But, you know, what's amazing to me about what Omar, and she really said that.
She's like, Putin has invaded Antarctica.
It's a litmus test, Alex. And we talked about this. I came on the show with you months ago. We talked about the Trump test. It's the same kind of thing that's going on right now in the 43rd District of California, which is Maxine Waters versus Omar Navarro in 2018. Who in their right mind is going to vote for Maxine Waters? This is a woman who doesn't live in the district. This is a woman who's clearly off of her rocker. This is a woman in 35 years in government hasn't helped the district at all compared to Omar Navarro, who actually understands the community.
Lives there, got away from communism, has a great company.
He should walk away with this thing. It should not even be close. And I wish more.
Exactly. People, you've got the old, horrible, senile, entrenched, crazy lady versus a real American, throw her ass out.
And I'm telling you, and more people are starting to see it. Shiva is starting to see it on the East Coast. More people are starting to see this. Look what Omar Navarro is doing. This is how you get a name in the hat. This is how you drain.
He's running. He ran once, got a lot. Now he may win this time. You just keep doing it, doing
it,
doing it.
He's going to win. He's going to win. He will win.
That's why I'm running.
Omar interrupted. You were saying that she's really helping you with the cockamamie stuff she's saying.
I mean, she is helping me in such a big way. I mean, she's going out there opening her mouth in a lot of ways. She's not helping herself out. What she's doing is also making herself look like a fool on national TV. That's benefiting me and my campaign. We're going out into the community while she's not even noticing what she's doing. All she does is oppose the president, but she's not noticing the needs of her own community, and that's what I'm doing here. I'm addressing the needs.
You know, I'd like to challenge Trump. He ought to come to California to support you and other folks that are running against Democrats.
Well, and you know, you saw the announcement that Corey Lewandowski made. He basically said, get on the Trump train if you're a Republican or prepare to lose. That's the deal. And Donald Trump has the power of the stump right now. He can get out and he can say, hey, look, here are local candidates that are coming up for the midterm elections. Here are the ones that are on my team. Here are the ones that want to make them.
Yeah, if Trump really wants to dominate, he's got his true victory. We'll be bringing in governors, legislators, and everybody else. I know he's just so busy with his main focus up there under attack. It's just that if he created an office, I know they already have it, but the Republican Party's sabotaging it, his own presidential office of outreach, he could just tweet and have press conferences every few weeks with folks like Navarro. Game over, we win.
It's over.
He takes that energy he's got and just gives it to Navarro. It's over.
What's your confidence level right now, Omar? Mine is high.
My confidence has been high for a while now. Just the amount of support that I've been receiving financially, people just coming out and helping me in the campaign. What we're doing right now, we're doing things that are not being done in the state of California by weak Republicans who have failed us miserably. They're not doing anything. But what we're doing here in the 43rd Congressional District, we're setting a standard. We're setting a standard that these politicians can't stay in there and not do anything. It's time for us to wake them up. I'm going to shake up some cages here. That's what I'm doing right now in the state of California. I'm fighting for every American, not just Republicans and Democrats. I'm fighting for every American. It's time to drain the swamp and reclaim the state of California.
And I've said that 1,000 times. The real draining is at the county, city, and district level, congressional level. I mean, we got to do it at the state level. We got to do it congressionally. This is where you do it.
And luckily, as Omar was saying, the swamp creatures are showing themselves on national TV every day.
They're so arrogant, they don't even know what planet they're on.
See, and this is the difference, too. You can kind of see the difference between a Dianne Feinstein and a Nancy Pelosi, where Dianne Feinstein, you know what, she might have a little bit left in the head, enough to say, I'm not going to go on TV every day and bash the president. That's probably a bad idea for my campaign coming up in the midterms. Where Nancy Pelosi is such a dingbat, she doesn't even know what's going on. I mean, probably really has a serious problem like dementia.
Yeah, no, it's not funny. I've had family with Alzheimer's, and it's sad, but she can't be...
What are we going to do, Alex? They put her in the ring.
I say let them. Let them do what they're doing. Just let them do what they're doing.
Do you agree, Omar, that the Democrats are committing suicide as a party?
Well, they are committing suicide. They've been committing suicide with the Latino and the Hispanic community, within the Black community, within the Asian community, every freaking community. They've been destroying themselves. They're not doing anything. They're simply just walking on themselves, and they're not realizing that they're not serving what they're doing. They're not doing anything. And what people are waking up. People have been waking up. If you walk around, you talk to people, you knock doors, you have events, you invite people, meet and greets, you stay involved and engaged, you realize that we have a strong opportunity here in the 43rd Congressional District. This is the model. This is the model. The model is
these establishment arrogant fossils that don't even know what planet they're on, that think, you know, islands are floating and all the rest of it. We've got to call the Pelosi's and the waters out. I want to come back with that intro we've got of dumb Democrats. I forget the exact name. I mean, to see Pelosi and Waters. I mean, these women are on other planets, man, and it's dangerous. And they're calling Trump senile. They got to run circles around all of us. Stay with us.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is a island that at its widest level is, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level, location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Here as a freed slave.
We've seen nothing that we can work, or I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign.
What are we going to do? How can a president
who is acting in the manner that he's acting, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he's responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in
what is Aleppo?
Yeah, in Aleppo.
You are correct.
The fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
And now the eighth time
bing, bing, bong.
That Pelosi, this is the eighth time Pelosi has said that she doesn't know who the president
Thank
is.
You. This is not about abortion. For decades I've served in Congress, and for decades I've had to fight the Republicans' opposition to birth control, contraception, and family planning. They do not believe in it. And a lot of those people voted for what's his name?
Yeah.
The President of the United States. I'll honor the position, you know.
Yeah.
See, the key...
So now she's covering her Alzheimer's with, like Hillary. Yeah. It's because I don't like Trump. Like having seizures.
I'm fine.
I'm not having seizures.
Yeah, she didn't have...
Seriously, there. Yeah, I just fall over on the ground.
Alex is fine.
Fall over.
Alex is fine right now. Alex is okay. Alex is not falling over right now. He's not rolling off the stage. He's fine. Alex, you're fine. You're fine, Alex. Look, Alex is fine. Alex is not falling over the stage. The stage is, everything is fine here right now.
It's InfoWars.
Alex has not gone crazy. That everything is perfectly fine.
Alex did not fall down.
Hillary is perfectly fine.
Hey, we have the clips of like CNN going, conspiracy theories that Hillary fell down and they would cut the end off when she fell down, remember?
She wears her seizure glasses in public, Alex. It's like,
listen, she never fell down. Oh,
okay, Alex is he's not falling down. He's not tearing apart the studio,
listen,
right now.
Stop playing! Right. Stop playing!
Alex is not... Okay. All right, guys. Alex has been in his seat this entire segment. Alex has been on the air. He's contained himself. There's nothing to see here. Hillary Clinton is not coughing. She just has allergies. She did not fall over in this video. I want to be perfectly clear. This is not Hillary Clinton leaning against a rail because she can't stand. This is not Hillary Clinton falling face first into the van.
She's clearly totally unconscious there.
You are not seeing this. But see, back to what Nancy Pelosi just said, Alex. They lie by omission. See,
she goes, the media always cuts right here. See, she just stumbled.
Yeah, she doesn't have seizures. She just wears seizure glasses when she's out in public. Nancy Pelosi says, Republicans are so anti-birth control, anti-abortion. No, what you don't understand is we're anti-taxpayers funding it. That's the
principle. Yeah, but you claim I haven't fallen over once today.
Alex has not fallen over once. Alex is not laughing right now. He's not hysterical. He's knocking over all the products.
I'm in a bad mood because that big court defeat yesterday. Anyways.
Alex did not just knock over his side table with all the InfoWars products over there. He knocked over the Z-Shield, the Lung Cleanse, the Bio-PCA. What else you got? The Selenium over there.
Here's the deal. Okay. Republicans always have too tight of shirts, and they get a little nervous. We got to have some fun with these people because it just triggered me watching how stupid they are.
Well, they're completely losing, Alex. They really are. I got a memo here.
I didn't fall down once.
Yeah, you didn't fall down once.
Admit it's a conspiracy theory or you're fired.
You were in your seat the entire segment.
Yeah.
You can't prove it otherwise.
Listen, I don't ever have seizures. And by the way, I'm not making fun of people that have them. The point is she's having one. What?
She wears seizure glasses. I mean, Alex, again, these people are losing.
You mean she's not John Lennon?
It's not even possible.
My toupee almost came off. Sorry.
Oh my God. Omar Navarro does not.
By the way, you actually saw me fall off my chair for real last Friday.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. I never saw anything. There's no
Hey, Omar, we're having fun. They're going to attack you for being on the show, which is good. Finishing up with the great work you're doing, running for Congress against Maxine Waters, who is a real...
swamp creature.
A real gangster. And so you've got the floor for 5 minutes. I apologize for ranting. Tell folks about your website, your Twitter, your Facebook, how we support you. A real winner. Go ahead.
You guys can visit me at omarnavarro.com, omarnavarro.com. You can also follow me at Twitter at PressGOP, PressGOP. Facebook is facebook.com/PressGOP. YouTube is youtube.com/PressGOP. You guys can go on there, follow me on Instagram. I'm everywhere. I'm making sure that my name is being heard, that I'm being heard. I don't want to be censored. Some of these media outlets censor us and what we're doing out here. We have to make sure we're doing whatever we can to get the Muslims out there.
I'm sorry, keep going, Omar. This is ridiculous.
This is how Alex takes victory, okay? This is how Alex accepts victory
right now.
So Alex has now seen Omar Navarro. He knows that Omar's going to beat Maxine Waters. This is how Alex has victory right here.
Keep going, Omar.
No, yeah.
I've not had a seizure just now.
We've got to get the message out there and making sure that we're getting the job done. People are tired of these politicians underserving their communities. It's time to wake up. We have to support the Second Amendment. We have to make sure we're supporting legal immigration, making sure that we're creating jobs, we're sustaining
business. I agree, but you admit Hillary never fell down. That was fake news by InfoWars.
What do you mean? She never fell down?
Admit she never fell down, and we know we can. You're mainstream.
She never fell down.
There you go. Good. I'm being sarcastic. Omar, you know, I'm sorry. I'm in a little bit of a good mood today. I apologize. Hey, seriously, though, how do people help you win 100%?
No, really, engaging in the campaign, that's going to be the biggest thing. I need to raise money. I need help with raising money in the campaign. That's the biggest factor. It's sad to say that we have to raise money, but we have to. Volunteering in the campaign, if they live locally, they can help out in such a big way. If they live far away, they can still help out. They can make phone calls when it gets closer to the election. There's going to be a lot of work, a lot of ground game that we need to cover. But right now we're fundraising, and that's a big factor. It takes money to win. Unfortunately, I don't want to be outspent by Maxine Waters. I want to take it to Maxine Waters. If people want to really take a jab at Maxine Waters and everything she's saying against President Trump, donate to my campaign. Make sure I hold her accountable for all her actions and everything.
Well, listen, you're doing a great job. I look forward to having you back. I look forward to having you back on because
everything she is saying right now. So that's what I...
Absolutely. Well, your Skype's breaking up. Omar, thank you. We'll talk to you again soon. People should support you. I've watched a lot of his videos, his demonstrations. Really sharp, on target guy. You can tell he's not reading off a teleprompter. He doesn't have people telling him what to say. He's a patriot whose, you know, his parents fled communism. And this is the type of guy we need to put in Congress. We want real change.
And I like the story he told earlier about the guy that came out to see him speak. You know, he traveled to see him speak. You know, that's the thing is, people out there don't understand how they can resonate with people. You know, you might be sitting at the lunch table at work or something, and you might
just have a seizure.
No, never have a seizure.
But Hillary didn't. Oh, sorry.
But I'm saying, but you might hear somebody say some liberal nonsense across the table, and you might just speak out and say, hey, you know, that's not true.
You just might be randomly chopping the president's head off. It's no big deal.
But that's what I'm saying. So, but that's a perfect example.
You're just calling for jihadists and kill everybody and race war.
Example,
but you're
right
liberal,
there.
So it's okay.
This is our path to victory. They've shown themselves. They're so crazy. All you have to do is speak up. It's like you said. It's sending out pings. It's resonating with people, saying you're not the only one awake. We are in the majority now. We got the president in. We can elect local leaders in the midterm elections. We can actually take this country back. We can actually make America great again, not a Russian
exactly.
pun.
His Skype's been coming in and out, but Omar Navarro, you're back with us running for Congress against one of the most deadly swamp creatures ever seen. You know, the vaunted Maxine Waters, deadly because she's like has no brain and is just like a flailing octopus creature.
She's a millennial.
stay woke, millennials.
Right? The 78-year-old millennial.
Literal mummy they like drug out of some type of frozen animation. Sorry, Mr. Navarro, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Maxine Waters says that she's a millennial candidate. She's not the millennial candidate. Obviously, there's a millennial that's challenging her, going up against her next year. Not only that, last year. I mean, if she was really a millennial candidate, there wouldn't be a millennial challenging her. It's common sense.
And, I mean, you're being a conspiracy theorist. You're telling me Maxine Waters isn't under 30 years of age, sir?
Well, that's what she thinks. She thinks he's under 30 years of age.
Whoa, now hold on a second. Now hold on a second. There's a new bylaw, I think, in California that if your wig is actually...
She identifies as a 30-year-old.
Well, her wig is actually only about 15, 20 years old.
The wig identifies as a millennial.
So the wig identifies as a millennial. She's now become part of the wig. The wig is now surgically attached to her head. So now she can actually identify it as a millennial.
Well, you can look at Pelosi. Only gets one vote. You can look at Pelosi. She's injecting growth hormone with a turkey baster. I mean, she's got like a body of an 18-year-old. You can tell she's got this shriveled brain. Then they've got these tranny lookalikes running around saying, kill the president. Kathy Griffin. I'm not against trannies, but literally, hey, this woman looks like a tranny.
You could actually have a good,
pretty hot tranny,
Halloween program with Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, and Maxine Waters. Those are like monster-looking characters.
Okay. I would more than love to debate any of them. I'll take them down in seconds.
What happens, though?
Look at that.
You've challenged
her. Look at her, dude.
To do a debate.
We can't beat those people. I'm sorry, radio listeners. We're looking at pictures of Nancy Pelosi. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, by the way, I might as well just say this now while we're off the rails.
Oh, it says off the tracks now.
Oh, hey, I didn't even
There's no teleprompter, but occasionally they give me messages like, you might want to plug, or we got a guest coming up, or But now, this is the only episode possible. Off the tracks now. Can we bring the camera in here to show
I had a real memo here that we wanted to cover, and we're totally off the track.
We're going to cover it, because Roger Stone's coming in.
Hey, since we're off the tracks, though, I might as well say now, we've been working on this. Omar, I've been talking to you about this. This was kind of my brainchild. I passed it off to Darren McBreen and one of our great people in the graphics department, Walker. Mad Maxine Fury Road, the movie, will be out tomorrow. Mad Maxine Fury Road. This is something that we've been working on for a long time.
Darren gives the name away.
Darren McBreen, I tip my hat. He's done an amazing job. It's Mad Maxine. It's Mad Maxine.
No, it's her in the movie.
And it's her in the movie. She's the main character.
We put her head on the movie.
It's gonna be great.
I think she's hot.
I'm excited to see that.
I'm into necrophilia
tomorrow.
Looking forward to it.
All right, hey, listen, great job, Omar Navarro, Congressman. We salute you, sir.
Thank you, and I invite you guys to come to California.
We want to come, California.
I want the mariachi band.
No, only tickle, do not squeeze them. Thank you. We appreciate you. That's a ripping off the whole Joe Rogan joke.
Honestly, though,
he'll end up winning, though, and probably won't come on. A lot of congressmen don't, but I'm sure you will. We love you. Bye, Omar.
No, Omar is a true warrior and a true representative.
Well, he had to be here today. I just can't help it.
It's okay, Alex. We're having great victories, and Omar is a case in point.
Yeah, I mean, we've had some great victories, and the best victories are the little private ones you don't talk about and you just savor. And then just watch the media completely silent, not knowing what to do.
That's the Kermit the Frog meme, Alex. Do you know about this?
No, I don't know about it.
That's none of my business.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, you know what, Alex?
We have the power of Isengard.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get you back on the tracks, all right?
Yeah.
I want you to either plug right now or let's talk about the terrorist attack that was thwarted in D.C.
Let's talk about that. This is breaking Infowars.com. It's at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Please follow us there. Here it is. Go ahead and go to the article.
So this is a press release. From today, United States Secret Service Department of Homeland Security in Washington, early this morning, special agents from the Secret Service Washington field office and officers from the Metropolitan Police Department investigated a report of a potential threat against Secret Service protectees. The Secret Service received information from a concerned citizen and Trump International Hotel security staff. Oh, thank God they're not being PC today. An individual was subsequently located at Trump International Hotel in D.C. Agents and officers recovered a semi-automatic assault rifle and a handgun in the individual's vehicle. Brian Moles of Pennsylvania was arrested by MPD officers for illegal possession of firearms. So it is believed that Secret Service and this, what was, I guess, a tip that came from people at the hotel and concerned citizens, potentially saved lives today, Alex.
Sure. Can we put the drag queen Kathy Griffin back behind us simulating the murder of the president?
So I'm glad that you went there, Alex. I'm glad that you actually went there because this is a perfect segue. All right, Alex, let's get serious for a second here. I know that it's hard to go from one end of the spectrum to the other, but we can do this. We are human beings. This is what needs to be a clear message to President Trump right now with Kathy Griffin holding up your decapitated head.
And Alex, you've been saying this since November 8th.
Megyn Kelly's coming next week. I want Kathy Griffin, me, and Megyn Kelly to oil wrestle next week on air.
Alex,
next Tuesday.
You're going off the tracks again.
Sorry, go ahead.
Back to the fight.
Sorry.
You've been saying this since November 8th. This picture needs to scream it to Donald Trump. This is war.
Now, let's get serious. I got a stack war where they're saying bomb his hotels, attack
his... And then they tried to do it today. That's what I'm saying.
I started the show before this even broke. I've got it right here. Mainstream news, MSNBC, a terrorism expert says attack his facilities. New York Times column tweets about killing Trump. LA Times journalist hopes for Trump's death. You guys can document cam shot here, please. MSM counterterrorism analyst calls for ISIS bombing of Trump property. We have that clip coming up in the next segment. I make jokes because it's gallows humor. We're in a total war.
So then Rasmussen releases a poll today. 53% say media leaks are an act of treason. Alex, we are living in a civil war. We are living in an age where acts of treason are just considered
normal.
And
I'm just challenging Megyn Kelly and Kathy Griffin to a boxing match. I'll take both of them on.
And you will win because
it's a joke. It's a joke. Having. Who was Andy Kaufman would wrestle women? That's the answer to the future.
Oil wrestling?
Yeah.
It's probably less violent.
But I've got to wear flippers. So that
maybe you can tie your hand behind it. Or maybe you could be like a dolphin man or something.
Exactly.
Half man, half dolphin.
You know I'm in a good mood.
I know you're in a good mood. You know, there's because been, we are experiencing victories. I know, Al.
I know. The victories are just really good.
It's really sweet. But you know what, though? We are in a war, and you've been telling people. So I'm glad to see that you're able
I've
to...
I've been a little down lately.
I know. You couldn't celebrate. Everybody gave you a hard time. Oh, why isn't Alex celebrating Trump's victory? Well, now the Civil War is here. Now we are...
And I feel like we're starting to win.
I think we are, and I think that the big thing that's happening, at least in the last 24 hours, is that the left is committing political suicide.
I agree. Hey, let's go to our bumper music. I don't want to skip this break. We'll be back with Owen Schroyer straight ahead with two more segments, and then Roger Stone's going to open the phones up and talk about the plan for Trump to get on the offense with the Justice Department against the criminal globalists inside the government who've been caught criminally leaking. The president has the upper hand. The question is, will he use it? I think he will. Stay with us.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online, with no prepayment fees and no collateral required, and you can have $1 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8787 when applying. That's A-V-A-N-T.com, promo code 8787.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I was having brain tumor-induced seizures and falling down on the ground. For that, I apologize to anyone that was offended. I wasn't doing it to offend anybody that has any neurological disorders. I've had family with brain tumors and Alzheimer's, other things we all know. It's very, very serious, not a joke. What I was making fun of is the media saying last year, remember, that Hillary didn't fall down, and they would cut the tape right at the point that she was about to fall down and said we were making it up. And I was just making the joke that if I'm having seizures and falling down everywhere, it's real. You know, when Hillary had that happening, and the fact that they're trying to cover it up is trying to get you to not believe your own eyes, ladies and gentlemen. So we are definitely having some fun here today, but at the expense of MSM, that's having a very, very, very bad day. Here's the latest Clifford Cunningham article. Clifford's now moved to Austin, is in there within the crew. Soros insider infiltrates Trump administration. That's big news. You've got other big news, Owen Schroyer.
Well, this is just, I kind of wanted to, I took a memo here, Alex, because I'm trying to pay attention to what the fake news is doing. And you just talked about it. They're another big thing that they're trying to break is this Kushner trying to create a back channel with Russia, right? This is actually old news.
Which it turns out he really didn't do now, but it's totally normal if he did.
Right, right, right. But this is old news anyway. They just decided to add Kushner to it. So they make it new by adding Kushner in there, and now it's new, even though this is just old washed-up news that they're trying to recreate. But here's the crazy thing that's spiraling in my head, okay? I'm trying to figure this out, Alex. If they've been colluding with Russia, why would Kushner be setting up this back channel? Everyone in D.C. is looking for evidence of collusion, and they can't.
Exactly. He's president-elect. Oh, that's the total proof. Why do you need a back channel if you're already run by the Russians?
Exactly. And it's obviously a very successful back channel because everyone in D.C. has been looking for it, can't find it, so it's obviously working. So why would they need to create a back channel? Then, think about this angle, Alex. So you have the Democrats, you have specifically Obama and his spy state coming out saying, well, you know, we think Trump might be Russian, so we're going to have to spy on Trump. Okay, so we're going to spy on Trump. So now Trump knows he's getting spied on, so he says, well, the Democrats are spying on me. They're trying to get anything they can. I can't have a safe phone call, so you know what? I probably need to create a back channel with Russia because the Democrats are spying on me. Why are you creating a back channel? Why are you creating a back channel? We're not spying on you. There's no spying. There's no wiretaps. You clearly are Russian. You created a back channel.
By the way, exactly. If the Russians are trying to cut our taxes, defend our border, expand our military, put the family first, allow Christianity again, I like Russian rule.
How dare you want
the difference is this is not the Russians.
Wait, wait, wait. You're getting spied on all the time. By the way, this is all Americans. So how dare you want to back? Every American has to go through some level of personal privacy in their life.
Who believes General Flynn, a hero of the army battling Al-Qaeda and ISIS, is really a Russian agent? Who believes sure. Trump is? This is ridiculous. Some super capitalist from New York. I am.
Okay.
Stay right there. Hold on. We're going to break. Just a moment. We're going to do five more minutes and then bring in the great Roger Stone. But just briefly, we need financial support. I'm having a lot of fun here, but we've launched a big contest to go out and expose the media as the terrorist, as the enemy, as the fake news. Operation Expose Terrorist Media, Infowars.com/contest, $200,000. But the real funds, then to watch all the great patriots out there, red-blooded Americans all, getting in the media's face, legally and lawfully, pointing out CNN, terrorist, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, I don't care. Just however you want to do it, with your own shirt, your own sign, whatever it is, just get Infowars.com in there. I win $1,000 or $2,500. Just follow the roadmap of all the other folks that won the big contest. Bill Clinton's a rapist. And realize we've extended Memorial Day specials up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on the nutraceuticals and more. We've never had sales like this on gold and silver. InfoWarsStore.com. Flood us with capital, and I will rampage them to hell. I am committed. I will never back down. Never.